Cape Talk, the Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abs.
Certainly looking forward to having a conversation with you. And it has been quite an interesting weekend as we look in Zimbabwe. But I believe that Zimbabwe's High Court has ordered Zimbabwe's government to turn the internet back on. What were they thinking?
Yes, they're saying, I mean, they haven't said it's unconstitutional to turn it off. I think the people were looking for a stronger judgment. But, you know, obviously it turned off because they were hoping that that would diminish the unrest and stop the people appealing for support and trying to drum up support for protests. Well, they've had to turn it back on, and by last night, the people I spoke to there say that it was back on. They were still accessing the internet through social media and so on. You know, turning off the internet, very difficult. They turned it back on again in the DRC where they cut it because of, you know, again, because of the protests after the election result. But what's happening in Zimbabwe is Emmerson Mnangagwa is supposed to be returning today. Well, he's cut short his visit. He hasn't gone to Davos, where our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, is headed. They're saying that there's the worst violence in a decade, 12 people shot dead in that unrest. The UN has deplored the excessive use of force by the security forces in Zimbabwe, including the use of live ammunition. But, you know, they've got grown-up problems. We had the story yesterday about South Africa having refused an emergency loan of 16 billion rand to Zimbabwe. And it was after that Mnangagwa put the price up so dramatically, the petrol price up, and that was what caused many of the riots. You know, 40% inflation in that country. People can't afford even to pay for bus fare to go to work, so they called for a general strike now. It's a real problem to our north.
And moving on to the DRC, I believe that the presidential inauguration has been delayed.
Yes, well, it was supposed to happen today. But, you know, when you see the word DRC and the word delay, I don't begin with D, and they're absolutely synonymous, the elections, how many times were they delayed? How many times were the results delayed? So that the inauguration should be delayed is only sort of seems to be poetic justice. But it's interesting, Abs, because the invitations have gone out to heads of state. But at the moment, we have the African Union, the European Union, Britain, Belgium, all saying there are serious doubts about the results. Martin Fayulu, who claims to have won, having won 60% of the vote, and figures leaked from the Electoral Commission indicated that was right, that he did win it. Anyway, he had a rally yesterday, or tried to have a rally yesterday, and the authorities broke it up. They took away the podium and the speakers. So thus far, thanks God, the violence hasn't been too bad. I mean, hundreds of people died in the run-up to the election, but there haven't been violent protests. Martin Fayulu has rejected Etienne Tshisekedi, president-elect's call to work together, saying, you know, you've stolen the election. You can't expect that the dishonest poll brings people together. So it's, you know, how long is he going to hold out with protests and so on? And will he get any backing from the international community, substantive backing, that is? That all remains to be seen.
Mm. And then we turn our attention to Uganda now. Apparently, only a massive vaccination campaign can, you know, be the only answer to the measles outbreak.
Yes, this measles outbreak, which has been running since May in the Kampala, in the capital, and in 54 districts, there are 2,500 cases, according to the World Health Organization. Now, this is really, really a beastly disease and it affects children very badly. They need a major vaccination campaign. At the moment, it seems something like 40% of children are being vaccinated. But for it to work, you need 90% to be vaccinated over a period of years. So they've got their work cut out, have the Ugandan health authorities.
It would seem that would be the conversation. And, you know, just as I let you go now, I know it's an issue you wouldn't know how to comment on, but you always get to the conversation around, you know, vaccinations and to taking your child at birth for shots and everything, some for and some against. But certainly when you hear stories like this, you ask yourself, how did we get here in the first place? But nonetheless, Monsieur,
I certainly would be able to comment about it. You know, I think that it's Luddite. I think it really is. The arguments against vaccination are, I don't know, they hark back to sort of old witchcraft days for me. And there'd be some sort of political arguments in some countries saying that this is a plan to, you know, somehow to cut birth rates for certain groups and so on. I think if you have children and don't vaccinate them, it is grossly, grossly irresponsible. And there's no excuse for not doing it.
I hear you loud and clear, Monsieur. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We'll chat again tomorrow. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.